with that familiar theme, we welcome you to Friday, this 22nd day of March. I'm Christy Johnson.
And I'm Robert Jones.
Howdy.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I want to say thank you to, I'm assuming Brother Roger Walton was here in my stead yesterday.
He was, yes.
I was kind of out of radio range yesterday about lunchtime. And I appreciate folks, if you'd remember my dad, he's going through some tests and whatnot, and that's where I was yesterday. And in the days to come, I may be out a little bit more, but appreciate you praying for him if you'd think of it.
Amen.
Thank you. His name is Kent.
Okay.
We call him Poppy.
Tremendous
Poppy
man.
Kent. He's a mess. Yeah. He is a mess. In a good way.
Yeah.
He's a mess. I'm a daddy's girl. Mercy. Thinking about we were going through some stuff not long ago, and you don't realize, you know.
Yeah.
I'm blessed with amazing parents, both my mom and dad. I'm a very blessed lady.
Amen.
And sure love them, and thankful God put me in their home. And but again, just good memories. Sometimes good just sit and think about things.
Yeah. Meditate.
Realize how blessed you are, how good God has been to you.
Yeah.
You know. But we welcome you today, and we feel very honored that you've tuned our way, whether you're listening 720 AM, FM 94.9, or through the app or online, however, wherever, welcome.
Amen. We're honored.
We are.
That you would allow us to come into your car, or business, home, wherever you're at.
Yep, we don't take it for granted
at all. No.
Well, let's see what's going on. What's Friday? That's going on.
Yes. The moon is beautiful.
Did you get to see Wednesday at all?
I did. I'll be honest with you. I'm like, eh.
Yeah. Well, I was walking in the house after church on Wednesday night, and I'm like, Tom Baudette? Remember that motel? Was it Motel 6?
Okay, yeah.
We'll leave the light on for
you. Yeah, now it was bright. I'll give you that.
I was like, I was walking in because usually I'm fumbling trying to find my key because I don't leave the outside light on.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I'm like, I can see. And I turned around and, yeah, it was, there it was in all its glory.
Yeah.
But it's been beautiful the past couple of nights.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It's been very bright and vibrant.
Yeah, so I think Wednesday night was the last what they call super moon.
Of
this year.
Yeah.
But it was something to behold.
I liked it.
A couple of things here. Got some recalls. So if you're eating or your dog's eating, maybe put a hold on both of them till we talk about this. Well, we'll do our side first.
Okay.
How about that? Looks like Tyson Food has recalled more than 69,000 pounds of frozen, ready-to-eat chicken strips.
Uh-oh. I may have some of those in the freezer.
Yeah, you need to go online and look at the packaging because it's what I would have some in mine as well. I've got to check and see. But again, they are Tyson's ready-to-eat chicken strips, and they're recalling them because they might have some pieces of metal or other material. And let's see. Here it is. The items were produced November the 30th of last year, and they include the following. I don't want to give you too much information like product codes and all that. I'm just going to give you the names, and then you can do a little bit more digging if you think you have it. 25-ounce packages, and they're the bags, the packages, of Tyson's fully cooked buffalo-style chicken strips.
Okay, don't have them.
Fritters with meat rib and buffalo-style sauce. Okay, so got that.
No, I don't have that.
And then 25-ounce plastic bags of frozen Tyson's fully cooked crispy chicken breast strip fritters with rib meat.
Nope, don't have that.
Okay. And the other one would be the 20-ounce cases of frozen spare time fully cooked buffalo style chicken strips.
Nope.
Okay, so the three.
We do the fajita style.
Yeah. So I don't have any of the buffalo. The one thing I might need to look would be the fully cooked crispy chicken. Might have some of those.
Okay.
Here's what all of them will have in common. They will have an establishment number of P, as in Paul, -7221. It's on the back of the package.
Okay.
And they say if you have this, you should take it to where you purchased it and get a refund. They also have a customer relations number that you can call. It's toll free. Mm-hmm. Now, there have been no confirmed reports of health issues,
right?
But they have discovered it, so they're doing a voluntary recall. Mm-hmm. So you can call Tyson's Food directly if you have questions. But again, let me give you the establishment number. It's on the back. It's printed. P as in Paul, 7221. And the number to call if you want to reach Tyson Food directly is 866-886-8456.
Okay.
So again, 866-886-8456. And that messes with my mind because I feel dyslexic. But because I'm here moving the paper back and forth. But no, that's it. A lot of eights and sixes in that. So if you didn't get it, give us a shout after Swap Shop and I'll give it to you again.
All right.
Now let's go to our pets. Hill's Pet Nutrition has expanded its recall of canned dog food products due to elevated levels of vitamin D. And you may think that's no big deal. Well, it is a very big deal because it can actually cause kidney failure in dogs. Having that. They say toxic levels of vitamin D can cause kidney failure.
Didn't know that.
So just know, again, Hill's Pet Nutrition. You can call them directly. I'll give you a number. And then, phone number is the easiest thing to give out. It's 1-800-445-5777.
Okay.
And so it would be, again, Hill's Pet Nutrition canned dog food products. Right. And they're not giving any particular, you know, flavors or whatnot. So I'm going to just go out on a limb and say if you've got any Hill's Pet Nutrition canned dog food products, mm-hmm. it would be in your best advantage to, of course, stop feeding that to your dog okay. and to call them and find out if it's part of the recall. 1-800-445-5777. 1-800-445-5777.
And since you're talking about recalls, mm-hmm. I don't know if you've got it or not. You probably do.
The cough syrup.
Yes.
Yes.
See, I knew better than to do that. I knew she had it anyway.
No, hey, it's the day of recall. It's a recall Friday. Let's just.
I haven't read it, but I know it's there.
Yeah, and so okay, we talked about chicken strips, and we talked about dog food. Now let's talk about baby cough syrup.
So we got chicken, canine, and cough.
There you. Oh, you alliterated
today.
That.
I'm on my toes at noon.
You
it's
are.
Rare.
You are. You are doing it. Okay. Well, then I'm going to just give the details. He'll do the alliteration and the hard stuff. I'll just read to you. But this is Dollar General, DG, yes. Health Natural Babies Cough Syrup. It is being recalled because it could be contaminated with bacteria that could make your child sick. The cough syrup is for babies. And again, it's DG, the Dollar General brand, which, by the way, I love Dollar General brand stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Love shopping at the Dollar General.
We do.
And I love the Dollar General here by the church.
2-for-1 cards.
Just going to tell you, they are the nicest people. Customer service lives at really? Dollar General here in Piscataway Forest.
I haven't even been in this one here.
Oh, you got to go. You have got to go.
Well, I never think about it because I'm leaving and then, yeah. you know, and I get to Etowah, I'm like, oh.
And I'm not saying customer service doesn't live at other place, but if you know somewhere customer service lives, let us know.
Yeah.
Because I'm all for promoting customer service.
Amen.
But yeah, it does live here at DG next to us. But anyway, DG Health Naturals Baby Cough Syrup and Mucus. It's going to break that up.
Okay.
I'm trying to look. It has an expiration date of 11/20 on the bottom of the carton. And on the back of the bottle label. So I was trying to see if they could give me a production date, trying to see if you may have it in your cabinet and you've already taken yeah. it out of the box. So you need just to check the box if you have it. If not, check the label. They say only 1 in 10 bottles tested showed anything, but they're recalling it just out of pure safety. And okay. so, and they've not had any reports of illness, but they found it. So they just, you know, wanted you to know. It was sold in 2 fluid ounce bottles and was distributed nationwide in Dollar General stores.
You know how many sick youngins we've had this year?
It's been rough.
It's been the cold and the sinus this year has been terrible. I don't know if I've heard of so many double pneumonia cases I've ever heard until this year.
And flu and RSV. And so we'll trust and pray that everybody starts feeling better real soon. And maybe the worst is behind us. I know a lot of restrictions at some of the care facilities have been lifted.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, thankful for that. But still, if you feel the least bit out of kilter,
right,
you don't need to be going and visiting anybody who's in a care facility at all. So just be safe. And if you have any questions on those recalls, call us after Swap Shop, and we'll try to give you something that would help you find if you've got any of that.
All right.
Good. Well, when we get back, we're going to talk about some traffic issues on I-40, and then we'll have more Swap Shop. So we hope you'll stay with us.
All right.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump says he's anxious to see the results of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe. And when that report is released, President Trump says it should be made public. Almost 2 years in the making, speculation is growing that the results of the probe are about to be released, perhaps as soon as today. Syria is furious over the president's plan to recognize Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. The president says that after 52 years, it's time for the U.S. to fully recognize Israel's control over the strategic Golan Heights. An Indonesian airline has put Boeing on notice. It wants to cancel a big order for a series of MAX 8 jetliners. On Wall Street, the Dow is now down about 300 points. The S&P 500 index off 34. The NASDAQ 118 points in the red. More details at srnnews.com.
Cold and windy for us both today and tonight. Finally, into the weekend, the wind begins to ease up a little bit and temperatures will begin to creep up. We'll see northwest winds gusting up to 35 miles per hour today with mostly sunny skies and highs in the mid-50s. We drop back to 30 tonight, mainly clear still, gusty winds up to 30 miles per hour. But Saturday, sunny skies, the wind begins to die down a bit, high temperatures again in the mid-50s. I'm Elizabeth Gardner in the Weather Center.
Welcome back to the second half of Swap Shop.
Yep, it's Friday.
It is. We are on the downhill slide of the month of April.
Wow.
Or March.
It's okay. I was walking through the house yesterday going, is it March or is it April?
No.
You ever do that? Yeah,
well,
that's sad.
Evidently, yeah.
Forget, is it Wednesday or Thursday?
I'm actually practicing for the 50 club is what I'm doing. Because I don't want to get in there and feel like I don't know what I'm doing,
You don't want to show out in front of all the other
pretty
people.
Pretty much,
that
yeah.
You,
yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. Hello, my name is.
Turn my name tag upside down.
That's right. Yeah, I've decided you can tell a whole lot by the age or the season of life that folks are in, by what's in their purse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're young and you got pictures of either your fiance or maybe your little kids. And then when you get my age, you've got your list of medicines you take and the dates of your surgeries. And here is my hip replacement pictures.
I'm allergic to this medicine.
This is what I'm allergic to.
Yes.
And if I am found, this is who to call.
Emergency.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's it. You got to love it. Let's see. Got an incident on I-40. And now construction is there. That's been ongoing.
Okay. Where this is at is evident there's a motor vehicle accident.
Yeah.
But this is where the slide is. It's at mile marker 7. On the westbound side.
Okay.
That's the reason why it's slow going westbound.
Okay. Well, so heading over to Tennessee.
Exactly. Well, coming down on the eastbound side of I-40 is they've got it shut down to one lane.
Mm.
Well, evidently, they've really got her bogged down today.
And showing before I-40 westbound before the construction
it
area.
Is
that was
mm-hmm.
accurate?
Yeah,
okay.
So I don't know what's going on, but I do know that the westbound, it's a single lane until you get past the tunnel. There's a tunnel right there.
Okay.
So after you go through the tunnel, it will break down to two lanes. That's the reason why the westbound picks up after mile marker 7. But on the eastbound side, evidently, there's a motor vehicle accident.
Mm.
If you'll see the rest area, I'm going to give you some mile markers.
Thank you.
The rest area is mile marker 10. It's halfway through the gorge.
Oh, yeah.
So that's how you can tell your mileage.
Okay.
And so I know where I'm at when I see the rest area. I know I'm at mile marker 10.
Okay. And yeah, because I was where do you see all that?
Yeah, well, I don't. I just
know these things.
Well, I've rode through it so much that I have, I'm halfway through this thing. Halfway through this thing.
I can do this.
Yeah, I can do this. I can handle this. But I do know that that's what's going on. There's a lot of construction, the mud, the slide down to they took four lanes and put it down to two lanes. So you got a congestion there. Then the eastbound side, they're doing road construction on top of all that, and it's causing some issues.
And you got the westbound accident.
And you got a nice weekend, so people are traveling.
Yeah, so enjoy. Be careful. It is going to be a pretty weekend. Lots of sunshine.
I don't know that I wouldn't take. Can I go see something?
Sure.
If
go
you're
right
going
ahead.
To Gatlinburg,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Take me with you.
Yeah, there you go. Take us all with you, okay? Yeah, you know,
empty seats.
We'll put a cot up on the floor. Doesn't
seats.
Matter.
Yeah, I'm
we can
okay.
blow a pillow or whatever.
Yeah,
I was about to say 441 would be a great option this weekend. With the beautiful weather, I would probably take 441 into Gatlinburg and just go enjoy it.
Because everything on that I jumped over real quick. 441's looking great. You know, sometimes
Parkway's
you have a little...
Closed.
Yeah, so you can't go. You can't jump up there, but
no.
441, that is a pretty drive-through there.
I have never done it.
Really?
Never.
You really need to take that route. So, it is a gorgeous drive.
Well, I'll tell you another
now,
beautiful.
Now, if you get car sick, probably not.
Well, see, I've got my daughters, and they get car sick.
Well, some Dramamine.
Yeah, here, let me just knock you out. I'll enjoy it. You won't.
You're going to sleep.
Yeah, you're going to sleep through it. We'll come out the other side. But White Top, up there at White Top, Virginia. We got some listeners up there,
Hey.
The Trivets.
Oh,
yeah, they live up in that area. I was to Eddie Davis, and I drove over to Brother Brown's that Friday. Well, my GPS took me across White Top.
Is it pretty?
Ooh, buddy. Mm-hmm. I said, now this would be a bucket list thing for the fall.
Really?
Yes, I'm being honest.
I've never been through there.
It is. I was just in awe. I was like, boy, this would be pretty in the fall because you're up there. I mean, you're really up there.
That's one of I enjoy just riding new roads, especially like that.
Yes,
just taking my time.
But my GPS was taking me on some funny roads.
Mm.
Some of them were a little tight, and I'm like, man, if I meet a car, this is gonna be bad. Yeah. This is a one-way, two-lane road, isn't it? I was questioning myself on some of the roads.
Oh, wow.
I was like, this is two-lane, isn't it?
That is kind of.
I said, I hope so. If not, I made it a two-way road.
Was it paved?
Yeah, it was paved, okay. But my GPS would go this way. And I'm like, oh, okay, sure.
Not real sure about that.
Yeah, and I saw some dueling banjo people and all that looking at you sort of funny, but, you know.
Why
I'm
are
kidding,
you here?
I'm kidding.
It's like we know all of the cars in the neighborhood, and you are not one of them.
Yeah, outsider. I'm from North Carolina, outsider.
It's even funny. It amazes me, you know, I'll go up to my parents in Lake Toxaway, and I was born and raised there.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, sitting out on the front porch, that's a pastime for, you know, most folks.
Yes.
But it cracks me up. My dad knows every vehicle. And he's like, yeah, so-and-so. Mm. And he'll hear one come and said, yeah, he needs to get that muffler fixed. You know, here it comes. But it's like, well, nope. They ain't from around here. That's a new car. But I appreciate neighbors that watch out for neighbors,
yes.
And that's one good thing. But it is a pretty weekend. It would be a great drive.
Oh, boy.
And I did have one question.
Yes.
It came up when you were talking about one lane or two lane and kind of tight. Cataloochee, going to see the elk.
Yes.
Has anybody been recently that could tell me the condition of that road?
There was somebody over there I don't know who I was talking to. But just recently, last week, they went over and saw the elk. But I will say this, the elk are free roaming now. So, you know, when you used to go over and see a bunch of them?
Mm-hmm. not so much.
Nah, they moved to Bryson City and Cherokee.
So maybe just go to Cherokee and look for
them. Well, yeah, we got some gambling elk. I'm sorry. That bad joke, I know.
They're playing the education lottery.
But really, they are gambling with their life, you know?
Yeah. Run across this road. Yeah. Well, the thing that's scary about that is, I mean, it's bad enough when you hit a deer. I mean, you don't want to hit any animal.
No.
I break for squirrels. I mean, I won't wreck for one, but I do break for them, and I cheer for them. I'm like, run, run, run. And so, but, you know, you think, and I'm thinking of motorcycles, the danger. But, I mean, a deer. I mean, I totaled my car when I hit a deer on the way to work one morning.
Remember that. You and Corey were coming in, filling in for me.
Early one morning, and it was raining, and yes, sure enough, totaled my car. But I'm thinking if you hit an elk, I mean, and on the very serious side of things, I mean, people have lost their lives by hitting a deer.
Yeah.
The deer comes through the windshield. Yeah. And so it's, you think of, okay, magnify that by how many times?
Yeah.
Well, it depends on the size of the elk. Because the elk that was roaming around out here.
Yeah, 26 got hammered.
It got hit. A minivan hit them, and it destroyed the front end of that minivan. And thankfully, nobody was hurt.
No.
But, you know, they had to put the elk, I think, they had to put him down. But just be careful. And I have seen videos of elk running through the river at Cherokee. Yep.
Oh, beautiful.
I mean, that is a sight to behold. I'm thinking, I like watching it on the video. I can only imagine being there.
Majestic, I guess it'd be the right
it
way
was.
To say
they were
it.
Just running a small herd, and I didn't count how many, but there was a bunch just running through the river.
Yeah.
So just be careful if you're in that neck of the woods, Bryson City, Cherokee. And
I'm still waiting for the gorge. I mean, I hope it never happens.
Yeah.
Okay, I hope it never happens.
Mm-hmm.
But man, I think about it. I don't know how many times I've drove through the gorge at night. Mm-hmm. I mean, middle of the night, coming back home on a Sunday night. Yeah. And I'm like, Lord, this can't, please, not the night, not the night. Yeah. And I'm just tense when I'm, and especially when you start getting closer to exit 20.
Yeah.
You know, because you're in their neighborhood.
Because that's the exit where you take to go and see them.
And
so now, the bugling time, when is that?
Fall.
The fall. Okay.
Yeah.
So, but if you go over to Cataloochee, again, I'd love to take my parents, and we were just talking the other day about that, but I know I've not been in years, when I went, you'd need a higher profile vehicle.
Yeah, they say that they were in the first field. You didn't have to go all the way to the back.
Oh, okay.
They said they were right there in the first field. And if you go in the evenings, there's folks that go over there and they take their professional cameras and they got their spot and scopes and they just follow the crowd.
You'll see
the elk.
Just know, don't get close to them.
No, they're wild animals.
I mean, they're a wild animal. It's like any wild animal, bear, anything. We want them to remain afraid of us, as we need to remain respectful of them.
Right.
Because if either of those ever get out of balance, we got issues.
Exactly.
And that's when the bear ends up having to be put down, or because it's no longer afraid of humans because you're the one who feeds them.
Right.
Yeah. So anyhow, that was free. Didn't have a plan on that. Well, we'll go ahead and jump into swap shop items for this Friday. And we also have our Carolina calendar to cover what's going on for the weekend and tonight. If you've got an item for us, we'd love to hear from you. 828-884-9427 or shoot us an email, wgcr@icloud.com.
All righty. Somebody's in search of 4 or 5 laying hens, and it's important to have one of these. A rooster.
Yeah.
And then they got for sale 6 guinea roosters, $15 each. 667-3047, 667-3047, or 545-3803.
Here's for sale a Heatmate portable kerosene heater. It is still in the box, brand new, new condition. 10,000 BTU, they're asking $75. Again, it's a Heatmate portable kerosene heater. 577-2521, 577-2521.
Free. 65 VH tapes, most are movies. 877-4455, 877-4455.
A 2007 extended cab Chevy 2500 with a 6.0 automatic, four-wheel drive, runs good, works good. 384-8501, 384-8501.
All righty. I think that will conclude
it. All right. And I saw a neat story out of Texas. And I'll give that just because my tab, I have it pulled up over here. So before I close it, I'll tell you about it. Well, like 34 years ago, a little baby was born in Texas at Scott and White Hospital.
That's not me.
And at the time, it was a little girl. She was born at just 24 weeks, and she weighed 1 pound and 4 ounces.
Wow.
And at that time, her survival rate, her parents were told she has a 5 to 10% chance of making it.
Okay.
Well, 34 years later, she now works in the NICU that ended up saving her life.
How about that? Full circle.
Yep. She said, I was the smallest surviving baby in the state of Texas, the whole state at the time. Spent the first 3.5 months of her life in the NICU there. And now years later, she works alongside some of the same doctors and nurses who treated her as an infant.
Well, how about that?
She said, this is where God was leading me to be.
Well, what better place?
Yeah. I just thought, you know, that's, she's been there and done that. I mean, how can you get more full circle than that? So, congratulations to her. And now she says she gets to love and care for babies just like her.
Yeah.
Now, by now, you know, that record no longer holds. There have been smaller babies that have survived. But again, at the time, that was 1 pound, 4 ounces.
That's amazing.
Well, we are fearfully and wonderfully made.
Oh boy, are
we
ever.
I'm reminded of that. Just every, you don't have to look far
to
have to say, yep, it's a God thing, most definitely.
Oh yeah.
Well, birthdays today, 22nd day of March. We'd like to send out very special happy birthday wishes to Preacher Alan Aiken.
Preacher, I do pray that you are having a blessed day, and happy birthday to you.
Amen. Sure love and appreciate Preacher Alan Aiken. What a blessing he is to this area, well, to everywhere.
To everywhere. I mean, God is using him.
Amen.
Greatly.
Yeah,
and
boy.
Tremendous preacher. I mean, expound the Word of God.
One of my favorites.
Yes.
So,
and
too, brother.
To many favorites. So.
Yes, and appreciate him. He's just such a natural on the Share-a-thon mic.
Yeah.
He's just who he is, wherever he is, all the time.
Well, he can preach.
He's just genuine.
He can help you.
He can sing.
Yeah, well, that's where I was going. He can sing and all the things that he has. He's a very talented. He's a mason, rock mason, bricklayer, and all the things in between. And
Chief cook and bottle
Chief
washer.
Cook, yeah, he I need my car clean today, brother. but I pray that you have a good birthday.
I know he would say, oh, stop. But we yeah. sure appreciate Brother Allen, and I hope you have a wonderful birthday, sir. And then also, special lady, God bless Sister Jennifer Martin.
Sister, I pray that Allen does it right, which I've got faith that he is.
Oh, he will.
Yeah, he sent in a text this morning, said you're the greatest gift.
Aww.
And so I say happy birthday to you.
She's a jewel. Of course, she's the first lady, as they call, of the Blue Ridge Baptist yep. Church out in Cedar Mountain. Her folks love her. Her family loves her. And we think a lot of her as well.
Amen.
So happy birthday, Miss Jennifer. Pray it is a great day for you. I'm trying to look here. And, okay, if I miss anybody, please help me catch somebody. I'm looking into the weekend, and I'm trying to catch the day sponsors as well. Let's see. Grace Buckner has a birthday coming up on Monday. I
Does
guess
Grace
would be.
Have a birthday?
Yeah. Appreciate Grace. She's a great asset around here. We love having her. She's in the front office taking care of things with Miss Christie. So early happy birthday wishes to her. I'm not seeing anybody else, and please see anybody,
let's see.
Let me
Cole
know.
Vaughn.
Mm-hmm.
Is 3 years old on Monday, too.
Oh, my goodness. Well, early happy birthday wishes. 3.
Yeah.
That's a fun age.
You're not a kid.
So happy early birthday wishes to Cole.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's what I'm seeing right now. So I tell you what, we'll jump pages here. And we will grab our, let me make sure I turn the right one down. I still get confused on what controls what here. And there's some meetings that are going on.
Yeah, I'll cover
help.
Them. I'll cover them because I think it'll all work out about even here.
Wonderful then. So I'll start then if you want me to.
Yes.
Faith Missionary Baptist Church over in Waynesville. It's having revival services the 24th through the 27th. That's next week. Brother Tom Shook of Canton will be preaching. The Sunday evening service starts at 6 p.m. and Monday through Wednesday nights at 7. Faith Missionary Baptist is located at 1343 Crawford Road in Waynesville in the Iron Duff community. If you need more information, call 627-8292.
And the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church is continuing in revival. A spontaneous revival started out on Sunday night and carried through this week.
Mm.
5 souls were saved last night.
Wow.
At a time of God last night.
Wow.
Pastor Wayne Stafford of the Pilgrim's Way Baptist Church has been preaching each night. Prayer room at 7. Service starts at 7:30.
Colorectal cancer is the third most common cancer and the second leading cause of cancer death in the U.S. And so there is going to be a special colon cancer awareness and remembrance event coming up tomorrow from 11 to 2 at the Transylvania County Library's Rogal Room. It's free, open to the public, and if you need more information, call 885-1752.
And then the Bible Baptist Church in Waynesville is having a youth revival this week. Pastor David Reed out of the Anchor Baptist Church, and I always get it wrong.
Gastonia
mm-hmm. has been preaching. Brother Banks called me yesterday, mm-hmm. and he talked to me. He said, Brother, I haven't seen it like this in 20 years.
Oh, wow.
And you know Brother Banks.
Oh, yeah.
He's been around. He's no novice.
Not at all.
Dear man of God, a highly respected.
Yes.
And senior pastor over in that community. But he called me yesterday, and he sounded like a teenager. The young Dwight Banks, he was excited. They were there till 11 o'clock on Wednesday night, and he went home. He said, I had to leave. He said, I can't do it like I used to. He said he probably 40 or 50 young folks still on the altar at 11 o'clock at night, getting right with the Lord, getting right with one another.
Wow.
God's doing an unusual thing where Tuscola and Pisgah High School, the football teams, are coming to this meeting. You can't hardly get them on a football field without them. Rivalry they are, but I'm sort of being funny about being, but they, one of the boys in one of the football teams, I don't know which one it was, Brother Reed preached about 20 minutes on who's going to be the one. And he said one of them boys on that football team, probably one of the main ones, stood up, sitting in the middle, and he stood up and shouted out, he said, I'm going to be that one. And he says he's literally stepping over the children, trying to get to that altar. And when he did, he said it just broke.
Got cold chills.
Yeah, so they got a torch up, passing the torch to the next generation is the theme. And when somebody gets saved, they'll go up there and light the torch. And he says it was like that on Wednesday night. He said that somebody gets saved and they'd light the torch. So God's moving over it, Brother Banks. And so you pray about that meeting.
Yes.
a good possibility. You know, I know Brother Banks, he's going to be sensitive.
Yes.
It could carry on, and I told him yesterday, brother, I said, we'll be praying God give you leadership.
Yeah.
And but God's doing a great work over at Bible Baptist. So I'd encourage some folks, if you're in that area, load your teens. But saying, pastors, please bring your teens.
Yeah.
God's a stirring the waters over there, so I'd highly encourage that.
And you made a statement that, you know, a seasoned man of God, Brother Dwight Banks, when he says something like that, he's not just throwing those words out.
Oh, no.
You need to perk your ears up. And listen. So,
He's been around moves of God.
Yeah.
He knows what a move of God is.
Yeah.
And so,
That's 7:30 tonight?
7:30 tonight at Bible Baptist Church.
Pray for that meeting.
Yes.
Go if you can.
Mm-hmm.
The Oak Grove Community Church in Brevard will be hosting a gospel concert coming up tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. The Newly Holler Gospel Group will be singing. Everyone's welcome.
And then the Little Ivy Baptist Church is having their monthly youth meeting tonight. And I want to say it starts at 7. I think I'm right on that. And Pastor Bruce Robinson will be preaching tonight out of the Swannanoa Heights Baptist Church. Great man of God, great preacher. And Pastor Scott Dotson invites all to attend. There'll be food and fellowship following the service tonight. And can I say there's enough young folks to fill up Bible Baptist? There's enough young folks to fill up Little Ivy.
Mm-hmm.
There's enough young folks to fill up Hooper's Creek Baptist Church.
Yes.
And not have room to hold them all.
That's right.
So they're not in competition. No. Fill these meetings up with some of our young folks.
Amen. And going on now through the 27th of March, the Little River Roadside Cleanup, they're doing their spring clean. Bags, vest, and information available at 877-384-3. And there will also be a box of supplies on the bench in the carport at 565 Hart Road. But again, if you need supplies, 877-3843.
And if I am not mistaken, Calvary Baptist Tabernacle in Newport, Tennessee is having their meeting. Pastor Barry Philbeck is preaching there each night. Pastor Jeff Ledbetter is the pastor there at the church.
And then Brother Frankie Hunt.
Their meeting closed out last night.
Closed
I think it just
night.
Goes through Thursday. And so we appreciate all these meetings.
Yeah.
And Mountain Home Baptist Church, Pastor Dr. Darren Waldrop is preaching there this week. And I texted him, told him we're praying for him.
Yeah.
And so pray about that meeting as well.
Amen.
And so,
well, a lot to be praying about and for, and a lot to be involved with. So we trust and pray you'll support these meetings with your prayer and with your attendance, and that you'll be in your place come Sunday.
Yeah, support your local church.
Amen.
Don't be finding a reason to stay out. Be making sure that all the reasons are gone to stay out. You be in the house of the Lord on Sunday morning, Sunday night. Cordial invitation here at Anchor. We don't proselyte. If you've got a regular place of attendance, you be there.
Amen.
But if you do not, let me give you a cordial invitation to Anchor Baptist Church here at 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest. Service starts at 11, evening service at 6 p.m.
See you in church on Sunday.
Amen.